If Tunisia is the flower of the Arab Spring and Egypt is the flower that's wilting on the vine, then Syria is the garden in peril of dying altogether. For evidence, look no further than Homs. Syria's third largest city is in ruins after months of fighting. Its people are starving. Homs has even become a flashpoint of the troubled Syrian peace talks in Switzerland. The two sides can't agree on how to get humanitarian aid to residents. Earlier, we managed to connect with one anti-government activist in Homs via Skype. He goes by the name Abo Rami. He says residents of Homs are desperate.
There is no life after 6 p.m. at the day. You will not be able to see any light on streets, anything live like before. There is no sound for walking people on the ground. There is no sound for the daily living. We reach into a day that we call it the city of ghosts, if we can say it.
What do you see outside your window right now there in Homs?
Outside is full of damaged houses, damaged buildings. Nothing works at all. All markets are closed. Most of them are damaged. The other have nothing in it. There is no normal life.
Do you see any traffic in the streets?
There is no traffic. There is no cars are working anymore. And we are talking about the besieged districts of Homs. There is only one car or two cars. This is what we left here. The cars are working only one or two.
What about basic things like water and electricity?
Electricity are not available. We are working on generators that working on a fuel. This is very difficult for us to obtain nowadays.
I understand you're an opposition activist, but it barely sounds like Homs is a city. Why do you stay?
I didn't get out in this uprising to give up at the end. We went out in our uprising for our dignity, for our right to speak, not only to give up if there is no enough food. Sure, it's a critical stage now, but I will not leave. I will not leave my principles at this time. But for us, we are men, we are youth, but there are elderly persons, there are women, there are pregnant, there are infant children needed for milk, needed for specific medicines. They are in critical stage and they are needed. The access for humanitarian aids and they are needed. A safe corridors, a safe path for the people, the families, the children, the women who wants out from inside home, inside besieged homes, into a safe places. But this is so necessary to be a guarantee for the people, to be sure for them not be harmed or not be arrested after they're getting out from inside besieged areas.
It's been going on for a while, though, trying to guarantee safe passage for the Syrians to get out of places like homes. Do you have any faith in the talks in Geneva?
I am frankly not very optimistic about what's going on now about these talks on Geneva, because we used on this kind of regime full of lies. Maybe we want UN vehicles and Red Crescent also vehicles to be witness about the evacuation operation here inside Homs.
Yeah, UN vehicles, Red Crescent vehicles, they could all be useful in getting people out of Homs. I'm just wondering, when you look around your city, it must feel like the world has forgotten you.
Yeah, the whole people here, the families, if you ask a single child, he will say the whole world is only watching and didn't make anything for our childhood, because the biggest countries, they have the ability, they have the power to end this conflict. But, you know, they don't care about the bloodshed on the ground now. It's a matter of life. And despite the whole world that abandoned on us, we will stay in our uprising until the end. And we will sacrifice in each single soul until we succeeded at the end.
Abo Rami, an opposition activist and a member of the United Media Office of Homs, speaking with us from Homs in Syria. Thank you very much.
Thank you.